Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Oh my gosh, it's almost that time to wrap things up. We have Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Isn't it something that we are in the last week of the season?
Oh my gosh, and what a season it has been. Of course, there's still a chance to get in on some great deals as we're talking about a spooky season suite savings deal that is happening. Limited time, enjoying $13 tickets for selected performances this week. But for you, Ann, looking back on this season, what were your highlights or memorable moments?
Oh my gosh, getting people in the theaters. That's the best part. We, of course, had outdoor last year, and we had that one tiny and incredibly memorable production of Three Tall Women in the Studio Theater. But, you know, with pandemic restrictions and spaced-out seats, we only had 3,000 people in to see that last show of Martha Henry's because of all of those restrictions. Well, believe me, lots more wanted to see it. So getting those huge crowds in, the first time that I sat down in a theater with other people, mm-hmm. That was something else. And I think we were a little spread out at that point. Watching Chicago, spoiler alert, but I guess this late in the season I can, when Jennifer Ryder Shaw comes down from the cupcake on that swing at the beginning of Chicago, gets me every time. It just makes me remember, wow, this is what live theater is all about, the thrill and the excitement. Oh, my goodness. Amaka Ume as Hamlet. Oh, Jessica B. Hill in All's Well That Ends Well. Colm in Richard III. Oh, my gosh, we had so much. That unbelievable production of Death and the King's Horseman, the moving 1939. The thrill of all those new plays happening, including, you know, Hamlet 9-1-1. Oh, my gosh, we had a season.
It was an incredible season, and I'd have to agree, Chicago, my gosh, what a fantastic musical. And seeing Colm Feore, Richard III, at the new Tom Paterson Theater, finally after that over 2-year wait, was such a pleasure for so many people.
And how about May the 10th, when we cut the ribbon on the Tom Paterson Theater, and the jets flew overhead. Oh, what a moment. Bringing tears to my eyes even as I say it and recall.
There you go. But there's still some shows happening this weekend, like through the rest of this weekend, and it does wrap up. But Spooky Season Suite Savings, limited time. Enjoy $13 tickets for selected performances. And Ann, let's talk about, well, we got Halloween coming up on Monday, and the Ghost Tours extended.
Yeah, the Ghost Tours are extended, so there's one more chance to go on November 2nd. So that's the Avon Ghost Tours Go. It's been so much fun. People absolutely love this, if love is what you say about ghosts. But you've also got a chance still to see Hamlet, 1939, Chicago, Richard III, All's Well That Ends Well, Death and the King's Horseman, The Miser, Little Women, and 1939.
Wow.
So if you have missed any of those, you don't want to miss them completely. So go to the website, use the sale, get some tickets, and have a fantastic closing week in Stratford.
You bet. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. And it, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure, but I'm sure we will chat again not too distant future as we look ahead to next season.
Yes, I think we should talk because we're going to have some exciting things to talk about with regards to casting, advanced sales starting for next season. I can't believe that, you know, you finish one thing, you start another.
That's right.
Isn't that great about the Stratford Festival? All those jobs for all those artists for all those months.
And the show goes on for sure. It's so, so welcome to have Stratford Festival. And again, StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the information. Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. And as always, it's been a pleasure and we'll chat again soon.